This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. We continue on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph 24a. It is the second section in the green text. We start with a brand new Mishnah. All right, so once they come and they get the testimony and they accept it and they do all they need to do. So Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudash. The head of the Beis Din says, Mekudash, it is sanctified. We have sanctified the month. V'chol ha'am onin achrab, and all the people who are right gathered there will respond, Mekudash, Mekudash. Right? It is sanctified, it is sanctified. Now, the first opinion in the Mishnah is, Bein shenira bizmano, whether the moon is seen in its time, meaning on day 30 of the previous month, which would make it a 29-day month, and then day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, day 1 of the next month. Bein sheloni rebizmano, or right, whether it's not seen at its time, meaning it does not seen on day 30, it's seen on day 31, which means the previous month is full, is 30 days, and the next day, day 31, is day 1 of the next month. Mekanchinosa, we still sanctify. No matter what, we declare Mekudash, we sanctify the month. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer. Rabbi Elazar, right, son of Rabbi Tzadok, says, no, Imlo nira bizmano in Mekanchino. So if it's not seen in its time, i.e. on day 30, we do not sanctify it. Shekvar kidshu shamayim, because heaven has already sanctified it. But it can't be anymore. It can't go to day 32. So it's already done. Right? Heaven has already sanctified. So Gemara now wants the Rosh Beis Din, the head of the Beis Din, calls out Mekudash. How do we know that that's the process? Minahani mili, right? Literally, from where are these words? But how do I know? So Amar Rav Chiya bar Gamda, Rav Yossi ben Shalom, a Rebbe. Rav Chiya bar Gamda says, in the name of Rav Yossi, the son of Shalom, the name of Rebbe. Amar Kra, it's a pasuk, Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem, that Moshe declares, right, the Moadim of Hashem. Right, and from there they learn, not directly, but that is the source the Gemara gives. Mikan, from there, Shirosh, based in Omer Mekudash. That from there, there's a declaration of sanctity. Right? So we have a similar declaration of sanctity by the head of the Beis Din. And Moshe, of course, was the head of the Beis Din. V'chol ha'am onin acharav Mekudash Mekudash minalan. Right? So everybody else responds, whoa, holy, holy. Right? It's sanctified, it's sanctified. Where do we know that from? So Amar Papa, Rav Papa says Amar Kra, it's also in the pasuk there in that, right? Asher tikru'u osam, that, right, that you will call them, right, which in the pasuk it means, right, you will call those festivals, it's a reference to the festivals, right? So it says, no, kri be atem, right? Read it instead as atem, asher tikru, that you will call out. Right, so you have to say Mekudash, Mekudash to set the festivals. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, has an alternate source, right, where he says, Eileheim Moadai, these are my festivals. Heim Yomru Moadai, right, they should say, these are my festivals. Okay? Again, not directly Mudim, but that's how the Gemara works. Now the Gemara wants to know, Mekudash, Mekudash, Trei Zimne Lamali. Why do they have to respond twice? The head of the Beis Din says, Ah, Mekudash, the month is sanctified. They should just answer, Yay, Mekudash. Why twice? So, Dechsev Mikra E Kodesh, right? It's in plural. So they got to do it twice, right? It's almost like plural Kodesh, so do it twice. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadok Omer, Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadok says, right, so he argues on the need to sanctify the month, whether it's a 29-day month or a 30-day month, and he says, Imlo nira bizmano, right, if it is not seen in its time, ein mekadshino, so we do not sanctify a full month, right, if it's a 30-day month, heaven's already done it, we don't do it. So now we get a third option. Again, the Tanakhama was, we sanctify it no matter what. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok was, we sanctify it only if it's a 29-day month with a next day Rosh Chodesh. Tanya, we have in the Braisa, Plemo Omer. Plemo says, Bismano ain't mikach, you know, so a 29-day month, the next month we are not mikach, we don't sanctify. Shalom bismano mikach, you know, so if it is not in its time, that's when we sanctify it. And we have one more position, right, just to round out all the possibilities, but for that, you got to come back and join me on Friday. Again, apologize for that glitch. But once we're set in our schedule, it's kind of hard to veer and change it. So come back, join me on Friday.